Today is June 2nd, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment. Man and woman to be accused of store burglary. Raiding a Hoquiam rooming house at 10 o'clock last night, Captain of Detectives Frank O'Brien, Deputy United States Custom Collector W.A. May of Aberdeen, assisted by Knight Sergeant Bagley of Hoquiam, arrested George Bailey, 34 years old, and Dorothy King, suspected of having robbed the Monarch drugstore. A quantity of narcotics were taken from the pharmacy besides a number of watches and flashlights. Captain O'Brien became suspicious of the pair when, under the cover of darkness, they packed up their belongings and moved from a house in Aberdeen to Hoquiam. The detective communicated with Hoquiam police, and Chief Carnine located Bailey and Miss King. After the officers had arrested the couple, they searched the hotel room and found narcotics and several articles that were taken from the drugstore. Prosecuting Attorney A.E. Graham is preparing to file a charge of second-degree burglary against Bailey, he said today. In other news, Johnson urges against killing elk for teeth. Protection of the 5,000 elk remaining in the Olympic Peninsula is the subject of a two-page article in the magazine of the American Game Protection Association, written by Albert Johnson of Hoquiam, congressman from the 3rd Washington District. Mr. Johnson said that the elk have been depleted from 15,000 during the last quarter century and gives us principle as a reason for the depredations of tooth hunters. The article is illustrated with four large photos of dead elk taken by Robert Polson, Fred Edison, William Billy Gear of Hoquiam, and Jay Webster of Port Angeles. Tales told by some jeweler makers who profit by the sale of real and artificial elk teeth are attacked by Mr. Johnson as being written from selfish interest. One writer said that fences had killed the elk, who became caught when trying to jump over them. Replying, he says that the Olympic Peninsula is about as twice as big as the state of Rhode Island, and adds, the government has done a few foolish things, but it has not fenced 2,299 square miles out of my way yet, or any part of it. In other news, clam diggers find. Fines of $15 in costs, making a total of $26.35, was paid by Ed and Clarence Tugo, each convicted of digging clams and selling to a cannery without a license, in Justice of the Peace W.M. Baumert's court in Aberdeen yesterday afternoon. The men were arrested at Copalis Beach in the morning by J.H. Stetson, deputy game warden and fisheries inspector. And on a final advertising note, Piggly Wiggly twins will be born today. This morning, Saturday, June 2nd, places 610 I Street, Hoquiam, 105 East Heron, Aberdeen. A mighty power today shall it kill. Over 1,000 strong, it's a great force. It can do good and it can do wrong. Which shall it be? There comes into the world over certain cycles of time a great power that can influence the times, the people. It can kill opportunity for better things, or it can be opportunity itself for which is good. The existing order of things always cries, it cannot be, it shall not live, because the new and big force means a supplanting of that which has served its purpose, that which has lasted long enough. Shall it help? Piggly Wiggly has had its struggles, its battles, with misrepresentation of competition to contend with, but after 6 years of fighting and living with it, has more than 1,200 stores, is 43 states of the United States and Canada. Piggly Wiggly is now a mighty power in grocery merchandising. This power enables it to buy merchandise in huge quantities at prices that mean millions of dollars saved each year to the housewives of America. Piggly Wiggly is national in its scope. Its stockholders live in the United States from Maine to California, from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico. It is not a local or sectional proposition and does not appeal to hate or prejudice of the good people of this town. Piggly Wiggly will kill waste and help the people. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on June 2, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a Hot Pepper Red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our Red Car Raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.